All right, so you want to know what happens to the Boston condo market if Trump gets back in the White House?
Big question.
It is a big question, and luckily we've got some pretty interesting insights from this article we found
Oh, yeah.
by Ford Realty.
Oh, okay.
They're a real estate company here in Boston.
So local.
Exactly, local experts. And what's cool is that we're not just looking at like the national trends.
Right.
We are focusing specifically on Boston,
Makes sense.
which makes this extra relevant to you listening right now.
Absolutely.
So,
Yeah, and what we're seeing right now is kind of a unique moment in Boston real estate.
for sure.
National trends definitely play a role, but Boston also has its own distinct flavor.
Totally. The article actually mentions that too, like how prices and rents just went crazy during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah, through the roof.
But then interest rates started going up and things cooled off a bit.
Right. It's been a roller coaster.
It has been a roller coaster.
Yeah.
So where does that leave us now?
Well, that's where this whole homeowner lock-in effect comes in.
Okay.
Nearly 90% of homeowners locked in those super low mortgage rates last year, under 6%.
Yeah.
So who wants to trade that in for a rate that's potentially double?
Yeah, no one.
Exactly. So they're staying put, which means fewer condos are actually hitting the market.
That makes a lot of sense. But if fewer condos are for sale, wouldn't that keep prices from dropping,
Yeah.
even with the higher interest rates?
It's supply and demand.
Oh, classic.
Classic limited supply keeps those prices up, even though demand has cooled down a bit,
Okay.
because of affordability concerns.
Makes sense.
This is happening nationwide, but it's especially noticeable in a competitive market like Boston.
Right.
Now, add on top of that the potential impact of a Trump presidency, and things get really interesting.
Okay, that's what we're here for.
Right.
The article mentions Trump's campaign promises to like slash regulations on builders and developers.
Yeah.
Is this the Trump building boom we keep hearing about?
Intentionally.
And could that actually make condos more affordable in Boston?
It's possible if building becomes easier and cheaper, we could see a surge in new construction,
Yeah.
especially in a city like Boston where land is scarce and demand is high.
Totally.
More supply, in theory, could help ease those sky-high prices.
This is
Always a
it.
but, isn't there?
There's always a but.
Deregulation can have unintended consequences.
Oh, like what?
Well, think back to the deregulation of the savings and loan industry in the 80s.
Okay.
That led to a bunch of risky lending practices and ultimately a major financial crisis.
Right, so a cautionary tale.
Exactly.
So more condos could be good for buyers,
Yeah.
but it depends on the quality and
Right.
whether corners are cut.
Absolutely.
So what about Trump's tax policies?
Oh, yeah.
The article mentions some potential changes there too, right?
It did. The article specifically highlighted the potential extension of some key elements of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017.
Okay.
Things like doubled standard deductions
Run.
and capped state and local tax deductions.
Okay, but what does all that jargon actually mean for someone who's thinking about buying a condo in Boston?
All right, let's break it down with an example.
Okay.
Imagine you're a first-time buyer earning $75,000 a year.
Okay.
That doubled standard deduction could put an extra $4,000 back in your pocket at tax time.
That's a lot.
It is more money for a down payment, right?
Right. But wouldn't those tax breaks also benefit wealthy investors too,
Yeah.
giving them even more buying power?
Potentially, it's a double-edged sword.
Okay.
More money in everyone's pockets could increase demand, which could then push prices up.
Right.
It's a complex interplay of factors.
For sure.
And then there's the issue of those capped deductions for state and local taxes.
Right.
This could actually hurt high-income homeowners in Boston who have big property tax bills.
Interesting.
Yeah, so some buyers, especially those with moderate incomes, might benefit,
Okay.
while some sellers, particularly those in higher tax brackets, could feel the pinch.
Kind of like a seesaw.
Very much like a seesaw. But there's another factor we need to consider, and it's one that often sparks debate.
Oh, I know what's coming.
The impact of Trump's stance on immigration.
Oh, let's talk about it.
Right.
The article hinted that mass deportations under Trump could actually decrease demand for housing.
Okay.
Fewer people in Boston means fewer people needing places to live, which in theory could lead to lower prices.
That line of thinking might hold some weight,
Okay.
but it's crucial to remember the human element here.
Right.
Mass deportations would have huge social and economic consequences that go way beyond just the housing market.
Absolutely. It's a sensitive and complex issue for sure.
It is, and this uncertainty around population growth also makes predicting the future of mortgage rates even more difficult.
Okay.
The article highlighted conflicting opinions on whether rates will continue to rise under Trump,
Right.
making affordability even more of an issue, or whether we might see a push for lower rates to stimulate the market.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm no economist, but trying to time the market based on mortgage rate predictions is risky.
Super risky.
There are just so many factors at play, you know, the stock market, inflation, global events.
Yeah, it's enough to make your head spin.
Exactly. Mortgage rates are influenced by a whole symphony of factors.
Okay.
And a Trump presidency would just add another instrument to the orchestra.
Got it.
It's almost impossible to predict with any certainty how things will play out.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fascinating how unpredictable the market can be, you know, especially with those political variables in the mix.
Right.
We've been talking about this possible building boom under Trump and how that would impact supply and demand. But there's another layer to consider.
Ooh, I love a good layer.
Yeah.
What haven't we considered?
Think about the types of condos that would likely be built.
Okay.
If those regulations are eased.
Okay.
What kind of projects do you think developers would prioritize?
That's a good question. Well, if they're looking to make the most profit,
right,
wouldn't they focus on luxury high-rises? Especially here in Boston, where land is so scarce.
Right.
And there's always a demand for those high-end properties.
You hit the nail on the head. We could see a lot more of those sleek glass towers.
Oh, yeah.
Popping up all over the skyline.
Adding to the Boston skyline.
It might add to the architectural appeal.
Sure.
But it could also make affordability even worse.
Right. More condos doesn't necessarily mean more affordable condos.
Exactly.
If all the new construction is just for the luxury buyers, it won't really help families,
right,
who are just trying to find a decent place to live in Boston.
It's a classic case of the market responding to incentives.
Yeah.
If developers can make more money building luxury units,
uh-huh,
that's where they're going to focus.
It makes sense.
It's not malicious. It's just business.
Right. So for someone like me who's trying to figure out this whole condo market maze,
yeah,
what's the takeaway here?
Don't get caught up in all the hype of a potential building boom.
Okay.
More construction doesn't always mean lower prices for everyone. You got to look beyond the headlines.
So don't just focus on the number of condos hitting the market.
Exactly.
But pay attention to the types of units.
Yeah.
The neighborhoods they're in. And whether it actually aligns with my budget.
Exactly.
My needs.
You got it. And that brings us to another important point.
Okay.
How Trump's policies might impact different neighborhoods within Boston.
So we're zooming in even further now.
We are.
From the national picture to the Boston market.
Right.
And now to individual neighborhoods.
Exactly, because different areas are going to be affected differently.
Oh, for sure.
Some neighborhoods might see a surge in development while others stay pretty much the same.
So how do I figure out which neighborhoods will be those hot spots?
Well, think about the areas that are already growing and where there's room for more growth.
Okay.
Look for places with good public transportation, amenities like parks and restaurants.
Right.
And of course, proximity to jobs.
Those are the big ones.
Those are the areas that'll attract developers.
Like moths to a flame.
Exactly. Developers want to build where the demand is highest.
Yeah.
Where they can get the best return on their investment.
Right. So they're going to go for neighborhoods that are already desirable.
Right.
And have room to grow.
Exactly. They'll also be looking at places where zoning regulations are favorable to development.
Okay.
Or where they think they can easily get permits and approvals.
So it's like a puzzle.
It
is. You have to consider the existing character of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Its potential for growth.
Uh-huh.
And how all of that might be affected by Trump's policies.
It's all about connecting the dots and seeing that big picture.
Okay. I like it.
Now let's flip the script for a second.
Okay.
And talk about selling a condo in Boston.
Right.
Under a Trump presidency.
So we've walked in the buyer's shoes.
Right.
Now it's the seller's perspective.
Exactly.
What's different there?
Well, remember that homeowner lock-in effect we talked about?
Yeah.
If Trump's policies lead to lower mortgage rates,
okay,
it could actually encourage more homeowners to sell.
How so?
Think about it. If they could refinance at a rate that's similar to what they have now,
yeah,
or even lower,
okay,
it might make them more willing to sell.
That's true.
Lower rates could incentivize them to finally make a move.
And that could lead to more inventory on the market.
Exactly.
Which is good for buyers.
Potentially.
More choices.
Yeah.
Maybe even lower prices.
It's possible, but there's a potential counterbalance to that.
What's that?
If Trump's policies also lead to a surge in new construction, like we discussed earlier, those sellers would face more competition.
Oh, from the new condos.
From all those shiny new condos hitting the market.
Right. So it's a two-sided coin.
It is.
As a seller, you might like the lower mortgage rates bringing in more buyers.
Yeah.
But you might also have to compete with a flood of new inventory.
It's a balancing act.
It is.
It's all about understanding those nuances of the market and how these different forces might interact. Now, let's shift our focus to the broader economic landscape for a minute.
Okay.
And how Trump's policies might impact the Boston economy as a whole.
Right, because what happens to the economy affects the real estate market.
Exactly. It's all connected.
So trickle-down economics.
Kind of.
How would Trump's policies on a national level affect the Boston condo market?
Let's imagine a scenario where his policies actually stimulate economic growth.
Okay.
We could see more jobs created, higher wages, and increased consumer confidence.
Okay.
All of those factors could lead to a stronger housing market.
So a booming economy means people feel better about making big investments.
Exactly.
Like buying a condo.
Exactly. But of course, there's the flip side.
There's always a flip side.
If his policies lead to instability or uncertainty,
People
might hesitate to make those big purchases.
Right. They'd wait and see.
Exactly. It's a delicate ecosystem.
It is. The condo market is influenced by so many things.
It really is.
And Trump's policies could be a catalyst for change.
They could, for better or for worse.
I'm sensing a theme here. It's all about being informed.
Yes.
Being adaptable. And knowing that there's no easy answer.
Yeah.
No crystal ball.
Exactly.
To tell us what's going to happen.
But there's one more layer we need to consider.
Oh, there's more.
We've talked about the national and local economic impact.
Yeah.
But what about Boston's global appeal?
Oh, interesting.
How might Trump's policies and the global perception of them impact the condo market?
Ooh, now we're talking global intrigue. Yeah. This is where it gets interesting.
It does.
I have a feeling this has to do with Trump's, shall we say, unique approach to foreign policy.
You're on the right track.
Okay.
His policies and how they're seen on the world stage could have a subtle but significant impact on the Boston condo market.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to foreign investment.
So explain this to me. How does what's happening globally affect condos in Boston?
Think about Boston's global identity.
Okay.
It's a hub for international students.
Yes. Businesses and investors, people from all over the world come here.
You do.
For its universities, hospitals, and reputation as a center for innovation.
It's a global city.
It is. Boston has a lot to offer.
It punches above its weight.
It does. And a big chunk of the condo market is driven by foreign buyers.
Oh, interesting.
Especially those looking for investments or a place for their kids to live while they study here.
So if Trump's policies make the U.S. seem less welcoming or stable to the international community, it could scare those foreign buyers away.
It could. They might decide to invest their money elsewhere.
It's all about risk and reward.
Exactly. If the risk seems too high, they'll look for safer bets in other countries.
Makes sense.
And remember, this isn't just about individual buyers.
Right.
Large investment firms and sovereign wealth funds
play
a huge role in the real estate market.
Yeah.
And their decisions can affect the whole city.
So even if the local economy is doing well.
And even if Trump's policies have some positive economic impacts, a negative global perception could still mess things up.
It definitely could. It's like a tug of war between local and global forces.
Wow. This is a lot to consider.
Yeah.
So for someone like me trying to make sense of all of this, what's the bottom line?
Don't make decisions based on fear or speculation.
Okay.
Base your decisions on solid information and a clear understanding of your own personal situation.
That's good advice for life in general.
It is. And remember, real estate is a long game.
Okay.
It's about making informed choices that match your long-term goals.
I like it. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
From the current market conditions in Boston to the global implications of a Trump presidency.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And it seems like there's no easy answer to what's going to happen with condo prices.
You're right. It's not about predicting the future. It's about understanding all the factors involved.
Uh-huh.
And remember, even with all this global stuff, you're still looking at Boston, a city with its own unique strengths and weaknesses.
That's true. So how do those unique factors play into this whole global tug of war?
Well, let's think about it this way. Boston has a strong foundation.
Okay.
It's a global hub for education, healthcare, and tech.
Right.
These industries are pretty stable and likely to stay attractive to international people and investors.
So even with global uncertainty under Trump, Boston might be kind of protected.
Potentially.
Because of its strong economy and global reputation.
Exactly. But it's not completely immune.
Right.
If global tensions rise or if the U.S. implements policies that are seen as unfriendly to foreign investment,
yeah,
it could still impact the Boston condo market.
So it's a balancing act.
It is.
On one hand, Boston has a lot going for it.
It does.
Which could make it a safe haven.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's still connected to the global economy.
Yeah. Right.
And can't escape those larger forces.
Exactly. And that's why, like we've been saying, staying informed is so important.
Yeah.
It's not just about reading headlines. Mm-hmm. It's about understanding the bigger trends.
Right.
How they might combine to create unexpected results.
So for our listeners who are trying to decide whether to buy or sell or just wait.
Yeah.
What's your best advice?
Don't make decisions out of fear or speculation.
Okay.
Base your decisions on solid information and a clear understanding of your own situation.
That's good advice for anything, really.
It is. And remember, real estate is a long game.
Right.
It's about making choices that align with your long-term goals.
This deep dive has been really insightful.
Good.
It's clear that the Boston condo market is a mix of local, national, and global forces,
uh-huh,
all kind of swirling together,
yeah,
in a complex and unpredictable way.
And that's what makes it so interesting.
It does.
It's a dynamic market, always changing.
Yeah.
And while that can be scary,
sure,
it also creates opportunities,
yep,
for those who are willing to do their research and navigate the complexity.
So there you have it, folks. Our deep dive into how a Trump presidency could impact the Boston condo market.
Hmm.
We've explored a ton of possibilities.
We have.
From a potential building boom to the effects of global perceptions.
Right.
Hopefully you've learned a little bit more about what could shape this market in the coming years.
Absolutely. And remember, knowledge is power.
Yes.
By staying informed and getting expert advice, you can make smart choices no matter what the future holds.
Great advice to end on. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Cheers.
And to all our listeners, until next time, happy house hunting.